Beloved viewers from all over the world to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Welcome, May.
Welcome, Florence.
It is a pleasure to have you with us today to prepare some yummy, delicious, nutritious cookies called...
We're making vegan chocolate heart-shaped cookies today in celebration of...
Valentine's Day, that you must have guessed from our color and decor. The celebration of hearts, of love. Love towards everyone, our beloved family members, workers at the office, our animal friends, and the planet too. So to celebrate and share love, May, what are we going to prepare today?
Well, let's go over the ingredients first. So for wet ingredients, we have a quarter pound or half a cup of vegan margarine. Now, I love Earth Balance, which is this brand, because it's very healthy for you, and it also comes in convenient, pre-measured sizes. We also have half a cup of sugar. Now, we choose to replace regular white sugar with raw organic sugar cane.
And I believe you can also adapt our recipe using, for example, agave or other sources of sweetening for example, diabetic family members, and enabling everyone to enjoy and share love through our Valentine cookies. What else?
Well, for the remaining wet ingredients, we have lemon zest, vanilla extract, and soy milk. Mm-hmm. And for the dry ingredients, we have 1 1/4 cups of flour. Now you can use white flour or whole wheat flour or a combination of the both to your liking. We also have salt, baking powder, and cocoa.
Chocolate that I encourage you to find in the purest and darkest form because it is the most potent in iron, magnesium, potassium, among other things, the healthiest one. So you have then grated that, and we are going to prepare for you something we want to share, our love through cookies.
Let's get baking!
We have these ingredients to bake 12 yummy cookies. Can you show us how to do it?
Yes, I can. But first, we need to make sure that our oven is preheated to 350 degrees. So first, we start off with the wet ingredients. We want to take our vegan margarine and put it into a large mixing bowl. Now, it's important to note that you want the margarine sitting at room temperature so that this will be easier on the blender. So using an electric hand mixer, we want to turn the setting up to medium to cream the margarine. Now if you have any kids helping you out, they might need your help with this part. So on goes the mixer. Okay, that's good. So you want to make sure that your margarine is light and fluffy just like this. Now what we want to do is we want to add the sugar to the margarine and blend again until everything is smooth and thoroughly mixed. Again with the setting to medium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
already.
Now we just add the remaining of the wet ingredients, which is the soy milk, the vanilla, and the lemon zest.
Very fragrant.
Yes. Okay, we blend again.
You did a good job at these.
Yes, so now you can see all the wet ingredients are mixed together thoroughly. So would you like to help me work on the dry ingredients?
Certainly, what am I to do?
Okay, in a separate bowl, what you want to do is you want to sift together the flour.
The flour, so we'll begin with the flour.
You want a nice consistency to your dry ingredients, so you want to remove any lumps. And also sifting the flour and all the other dry ingredients together will make sure that they're blended more thoroughly.
Okay, and after the flour?
We want to put in the cocoa.
Cocoa.
Yeah.
So cocoa goes next.
Okay. Doing a very good job.
Thank you. I can see the flavor that will come out of that.
Yes, and you can actually see the lumps that will get left behind.
Yes, indeed. Yes. So that will make for a much smoother dough at the end as well.
Yes. And then we can put in the salt and the baking powder together.
Salt first, next, and then baking powder. Okay.
So it's important to know that when we bake, we always mix the dry ingredients into the wet ingredients. So again, with the medium setting, we blend until the dry and the wet ingredients are very well mixed together. You see all this powder coming up? You want to make sure that you have a deep bowl to capture all the ingredients together, because if your bowl is too shallow, all the ingredients will fall out onto the kitchen counter. Now we can see that the ingredients are blended well together. And the way you test is by picking up and seeing if they'll stick together just slightly, just like this. And if they do, you'll know that you have the right proportion and that the dough is ready to be kneaded into a ball.
So we are basically ready for the next step, which is rolling it out so it will turn into a base for great cookies. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for preparing a wonderful dough for us. The next step is the rolling in.
Yes, and thank you for helping me clear the space so we have enough space to roll the dough.
My pleasure.
Now, the first thing you want to make sure is you have a well-floured board so the dough doesn't stick to the table. Can you please help me flour the board?
Certainly.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Bon.
Okay, so this is the dough that we have. And what you want to do is just go ahead and dump it all onto the table. And with your hands, just start kneading the dough together into a ball.
It smells very good. I know children will enjoy that part where they get to play with the dough, but the dough that you can actually eat at the end.
So if you feel that the dough is too dry, you can actually add a bit of water or a bit more soy milk to this. So when you have a nice little kneaded ball like this, you want to take the pinwheel and actually flour it a bit as well, so that the dough doesn't stick to the pinwheel when you start rolling. So take your pinwheel, just apply even pressure to both hands. And start rolling out the dough. It might be easier if you use your hands to flatten the dough first. Makes it easier on the pinwheel. So we're aiming for about half an inch of thickness here. I like to roll lengthwise and out towards the sides.
Okay.
And you'll see that the dough on the outside is a bit dry right now, but that's okay. You can just add more water and re-knead the dough. Okay. So we have a nice little surface here for cooking cutting time.
I have just what we need.
Great. Okay.
So you take the heart, I take the star.
Great.
Okay.
And if you have kids, they would love to help you out with this part as well, I'm sure. So just go along the dough. I have two hearts.
Okay. And I'll go make a star.
Great. So what we want to do now is we want to transfer the cookies to the baking sheet. And you do so by removing the excess dough from the cutout shapes, like so. Yes. Just be careful on the edges. Even if the shapes aren't perfect, the cookies will still taste very good.
They will disappear in no time, in happy stomachs.
Okay, great. So now we want to transfer the dough to the cooking sheet. You didn't need to flour or butter the cookie sheet because the cookie should come right off.
Okay.
So you can keep doing this until you have as many as about 12 cookies. And if you have any excess leftover dough, then just knead into a ball, flatten it, and put it on the baking sheet. It won't have a heart or a star shape, but again, it'll taste just as delicious.
So is there any specific spacing to observe between cookies?
Just so that they're not touching, but that spacing looks perfect. The cookies will rise a bit, but they shouldn't stick together.
And they will have a very nice brown chocolatey color to them.
Yes.
What we have prepared has caused no suffering. There is no animal products whatsoever. We enjoy it even more. Try it at home. Voila.
Just a full plate.
Almost.
I think two more.
Two more.
And then we're
and
good
we
to
have
go.
A baker's dozen. But I know they'll be coming back for more, so you can actually multiply the contents, the ingredients, if you want to produce more than a dozen.
Yes, that's right. Okay.
Okay. One heart, and this one I will dedicate it to Bernie, my little animal friend, and this one is for another very special friend in my heart, and that's Pepin, a bird, my animal friend, and even though I will eat it on his behalf, but my thought and my love are there for him.
Wonderful.
So that we have everyone on our list included, sharing Valentine love.
So now we have excess dough, mm-hmm. which we can just flatten
okay.
into round cookies.
Oh, I see.
So here's one. You see, these cookies will turn up lovely.
Yeah. Oh, here. There is room for
just one more. One perfect. More. Perfect.
Because we need to give them room to grow.
Yes.
Voila.
We have okay. a full tray of cookies, and they're ready to get baked and go into the oven.
Thank you so much for your talent and for your love in preparing these.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after making sure that we have not forgotten anyone on our list of love sharing. This is Supreme Master Television, Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.